land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, October 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Don't send me any links to any long stories or videos. You can send those to me after the show at 12 noon when I get off the microphone. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of field reporting. We're going to get to all of it. But I want to remind you that this Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning, spring forward, fall back. We move the clocks back from 2 a.m. to 1 a.m., and we get an extra hour to sleep. Later Sunday morning after church, I'd like you all to head down to Farwell, Michigan. It's in Clare County. Right off of M-115, about 3 miles, 3.5 miles south of the exit to get onto 10, to head towards Saginaw Bay City to get on the I-75. Many of us have done that over the years coming from North Country. Well, this is going to be a big event. The 9th Congressional District Republican Party Youth Chairman, Austin Franzel, he was on the show yesterday. He and their group is hosting an event with Liberty Mountain USA. Gates are going to open at noon. There's going to be music, all kinds of activities. 4 o'clock, they're going to do a church service out on the mountain. And then at 6:30 Sunday night, you could come if you want just for the memorial. It's going to be a tribute celebrating the life of Charlie Kirk. A lot of young people have been invited. They're sharing this with the colleges, the universities, Turning Point USA. I'm going to be there. Londa Gatt, she is the leader of Bikers for Trump. She's coming to the event. Going to have a bunch of great speakers. And then there'll be fireworks. But more importantly, you need to come and see this venue. This is the largest outdoor event concert venue in North America. It can hold up to 40,000 people. This thing is like 4 or 5 times bigger than Pine Knob. So mark your calendars. This Sunday night, 6:30 is the memorial. come hear the speakers, come hear the music, and then watch the fireworks as we get ready to leave Sunday night, probably about 8:30. It's going to be a great event. Hope to see you there. If you'd like the flyer with the address and the information on it, text me Kirk, K-I-R-K. I'll text you the flyer. It has the address 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, right there off of 115. So put it in your calendars. Share this information with everybody you know. Get a bunch of young people in a car with you, a truck, a van, carpool down. Bring them. They are going to have a great time listening to youth speakers. Hopefully, maybe motivated to start a Turning Point USA chapter at their high school or their college. We're going to take a short break. We're going to go to Lansing News Stories. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Last night in Sparta, Michigan, the Michigan Republican Party hosted a gubernatorial candidate debate. One of them announced candidates, front runner, supposedly with the most name recognition and has raised a lot of money, didn't show up. This was the first of three sponsored debates by the party. Well, right out of the gate, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt and former Attorney General Mike Cox took on fellow Republican gubernatorial candidate, Congressman John James, for not showing up at last night's gubernatorial debate. Nesbitt kicked off the event in front of around 200 people who paid $50 to attend the event with a direct shot about John James having lost two statewide elections before, and that it would be unfortunate for voters to allow it to happen for a third time. He started at the beginning, and he closed the debate with this line. I just wish one other person would have had the common courtesy to show up here to answer these questions, and I look forward to the time John James can show up to answer questions in the future. His team went as far as papering over a milk carton with James' picture on it that read, "Please help find this candidate. Every candidate should debate." And Nesbitt held it up as a prop, kind of taking a play off of missing persons. Remember years ago we used to have those missing persons photographs on milk cartons? Well, that's what he basically did with John James' picture on the milk carton he used as a prop. Meanwhile, former Attorney General Mike Cox spun the first question of the debate on growing Michigan by saying, "We don't grow Michigan by electing people who don't show up to work or by electing people who abandon President Trump's majority in the House and now abandon you." Well, the specter of James, the presumed frontrunner for the Republican nomination next year, hung over the event throughout the entire evening at the Apple Valley Events Center in Sparta. Now, James' campaign announced earlier yesterday afternoon that he would not be attending any primary debates until the field was settled. Settled? What that boils down to, folks, is who gets enough signatures turned in to qualify to be on the ballot. That's what having the field being settled means. So basically, he's not going to participate in any of these Michigan Republican Party sponsored debates. They've set up three. Last night was the first one. So evidently, James isn't going to come to any of them. Well, the candidates didn't attack each other but by name, but both Anthony Hudson and Ralph Remant took shots at Mike Cox a couple of times. Cox had mentioned he was the only person on the stage to start a business, which Remant and Hudson both corrected him on. They said they both had as well. Well, near the end of the debate, Remant and Cox got into a disagreement over which court case reopened Michigan. The Southeast Michigan pastor attempted to fact check the former attorney general on taking credit for reopening Michigan during the China virus. Cox responded that he would post proof of his claim on his website by this morning. And when he did, he told Rebrandt, "I hope you then will apologize, but I won't expect it." Also, Hudson called out Cox for claiming he was the first person in the race to call for the elimination of the state income tax. "Guys, there are lies coming from the other end of the table," Hudson said. "I've been in this race since January. Ending the state income tax has been on my platform since December of last year. Not from a candidate who joined the race in April. don't be fooled by the manipulation of the claim that he was the first one to do this or the first one to do that. Well, in terms of content of the debate, the candidates provided little separation. All six went to either eliminate state property taxes and or the income tax. Additionally, they all support constitutional carry and bringing back right to work. All six also vowed to eliminate the Michigan Economic Development Corporation or significantly change how it operates. They're supporting getting rid of DEI wherever it exists in the public sector. Also, they all opposed in varying degrees letting China buy up Michigan farmland. However, there were some differences among the six candidates in focus and in style. Well, some of those examples from each candidate included this. Nesbitt, the Senate leader, put an emphasis on bringing state employees back to the office on day one. He uttered the name Gretchen Whitmer several times as a reason for his observation that Michigan is falling behind other states in terms of economic competitiveness and education. He also typically followed up his comments by saying presumed Democrat nominee Jocelyn Benson will provide similar results as the current governor. Maybe his best line to this effect was presumably in reference to SanDisk opting out of coming to Michigan. He said, Governor Whitmer can't even bribe companies to come here. You think Jocelyn Benson is going to be any different? Neither he nor any other candidate mentioned independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan. Well, Mike Cox, former attorney general, mentioned opting into President Donald Trump's school choice tax credit and also returning all state workers back to the office. He said he was the only candidate to take the no tax pledge, quote unquote. Well, he got under Rebant's and Hudson's skins for making claims that he didn't think were accurate. They didn't think were accurate. However, unlike Nesbitt and Hudson in particular, Cox didn't have plants in the audience to clap wildly after he made a point. Well, MERS claims that Nesbitt and Hudson had plants to applaud whenever they made great comments. Former Speaker Tom Leonard didn't engage directly with any of the other candidates, but he did draw applause when he called for Michigan to be the first state that makes it a crime where you go to jail if you transition anybody's child without their knowledge. He referenced the second edition of his policy plans several times, which included his proposal to turn the MEDC into a customer support center for businesses. Carla Wagner, the Axe My Tax leader, consistently repeated the need to eliminate the state's property tax, but didn't provide much depth on many other issues. She mistakenly referenced the Michigan Education Association as being the entity that oversees public schools. She also was the only candidate to go so far as to say, I'd like to see the unions go away. Wagner made the claim that the state was bankrupt, didn't have a balanced budget, and that $20 billion in cuts needed to be made. Anthony Hudson, the plain-spoken truck driver, generated the largest applause line of the night when he said his education policy would prevent schools from helping students transition from one gender to another without parental knowledge. Your son can stay your son. Your daughter can stay your daughter. And the furries can stay home. We won't allow this in public schools. Hudson also said that rocker Ted Nugent had agreed to be his director of the Department of Natural Resources. Hudson vowed to eliminate the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, as well as the Natural Resources Commission and the MEDC. He said he'd cut the Secretary of State's office by 28%. He also got a charge from the crowd when he said he'd be fine with the National Guard being deployed to Dearborn so we can protect the people of Dearborn from Sharia law and all the crap that's happening there. Rebant, as he did in 2022 campaign, the pastor focused more on society issues. He was the only candidate to mention abortion during the debate when he said, "We are going to vigorously defend the life of the unborn. We can't ignore this issue." At one point he said, "We want to end little boys being told they can become little girls. We will end this transgender nonsense." Reban also called the MEDC an agency for termed out Democrats. "We're going to close it." He also was the only one to mention prosecuting Faye Baydoun, the former Whitmer political supporter who is being investigated criminally for potentially squandering a $20 million economic development grant. Meanwhile, both Attorney General candidates Kevin Kievsky and Doug Lloyd were given about a minute to speak. Kievsky got loud applause for telling the crowd he was a winning attorney in the Republican elector case. Also, two candidates in the open 33rd state Senate seat, State Representative Joseph Fox and State Representative Gina Johnson, were also allowed to address the crowd. Well, Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstead reported prior to the debate that his team has successfully paid down the $250,000 of party debt and told the crowd that the party can't be dependent on a few large donors to run the party. Also, he made the confirmation announcement that the Michigan Republican Party's endorsement convention will be March 28th next year. That, of course, is the early endorsement convention that the Democrats have been doing for years. This will be the first time that the Michigan Republican Party is going to do it. What that is going to entail, folks, is you precinct delegates will be called to a county convention probably in early or mid-March, and you'll be picking the candidates, or the delegates, I should say, to go and pick the candidates that we want to endorse for the Michigan Republican Party. Attorney General, Secretary of State, as well as the universities and the judges. So mark your calendars. State Endorsement Convention, March 28th, Republican Party. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.